find a place to rest my head. You just keep sucking so much space away.
From the album Princess Flash by Foreign Diplomats, a five-man rock and dance band on the Indica Records label. I spoke with lead vocalist and guitarist Eli Raymond over Skype. Eli, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Yeah, well, thanks to you.
Tell me a little bit about the rest of the guys in the band and how you came together to form Foreign Diplomats.
Yeah, well, there's Kun, the bass player. We've been together, we were in high school together, and we were like in a closed program. So we were always together, and we did a trip to Mexico together, and we became friends, real good friends through the band when he got in the band. Cause like we started the band and we needed a bass player, and we discovered that he took one guitar lesson. And we asked him if he wanted to try bass, and he tried it, and he was pretty good at it, and he just got better and better. And then there's Lazare, as we call him, he's the drummer. We met him actually through my dad. He was a friend of my dad or a client of my dad because he worked in a skate shop. And we met him, and he played drums with. I think he subbed for our original drummer, and then he just came in the band after that. And then there's Tamer, which is the youngest guy in the band. He's playing trombone and keyboards, and he started out as the trombone player, but he got really good at finding sounds and experimenting on his keyboard and on his synths. And so he became really, like, he helped us find new sounds and new ways to write arrangements with the synths. And then there's Charles, who plays guitar, and he's the newest member. He got in the band, I think, 2 years ago. And he just stuck with us. We kind of have bad luck with our guitarists. We changed a lot when in the band, because we had guitarists for 2 months and then another one for a year and then another one for a month, and we always changed. But when we got to Shao, I think he's really good and he fits with us. So yeah, that's the five of us, boy band.
How do you approach your songwriting as a band? Is it very collaborative, or do you normally take the lead?
I still take the lead a lot, but I think it's becoming more and more collaborative as we grow up together, because, you know, we're always together, we tour together, and we get to know each other more. Like, we really know each other, but when you get to tour with people, like, 24 hours every week, and, like, you just get to know each other really good, really well, and, yeah, so I think we're writing a bit more together, but I still write the lyrics and the music, and then sometimes I'll write the arrangements and show them to the other guys, or I'll just show them the chord progression and the vocal lines I have, and we'll write something together. We'll just build something from nothing together. Yeah, it's always evolving.
Your first self-titled EP was released in 2013, and more recently you had a full-length album in 2015 and a couple new singles as well. You're in the process of recording a new album. How do you feel your sound has evolved with the newer music?
I think the new music is lighter, because our first album was really a dark and sad and just angry album, and I'm less sad and less angry than I was when I wrote that first record. So I think it's just, yeah, lighter and a bit, I wouldn't say really happier, but it's not a breakup album like the other one was. And the thing that we're trying to do is that in the first album, we really didn't want it to sound like our live sound, because we really have an energetic show when we play together. It's really like we try to give a good show, and we wanted to the album to sound a bit different. And like when you get to see us live, you're like, wow, what the hell? This is so different. And I think it's a good thing, but it's also a bad thing. Because the album is really, you know, there's not a lot of energy to it. It's subtle, you know. The first album is more subtle than what we're doing now. Now we really want to, you know, punch and have it sound more like the live show, more fun, more like it's a party.
You have a really awesome video on YouTube for your song Queen and King from Princess Flash. What can you tell me about that song?
It's a song that I wrote like a long time before we recorded it for the album. And we did the video in a church in downtown Montreal. And it's Thomas, the trombone player and keyboard player, that's in it. Because he was on the cover of our first EP, and he was like our mascot. And we wanted to put him in the video. And it's a song it's kind of our big song when we play it live. Like, we're doing a tour with a group of friends right now, and at the end of our show, everyone comes on stage, and we're like 11 people on stage, and we invite people from the audience to come on stage and just sing it with us, and it's really fun. It's a good song for that. It's a good song to just scream and just like forget about everything. It's like our big happy song, but it's about, we had a students in Quebec, I think in 2012, went on strike for I wasn't really in it, because I was just writing music and I wasn't really paying attention to everything, but I think the government wanted to put the price for the university higher. So the students went on strike against it, and the song is a bit about that, and just trying to change things, and that sometimes, even when you try, things don't really work as you'd want them to work.